Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. May God be with you this day and bless your day. This morning, I would like to turn to the book of Jude for an inspiration this morning from the Word of God. In the book of Jude, verse 14, it talks about Enoch. Enoch was a man that we don't read a whole lot about, but it says he walked with God. And it also says that there came a time that he was no more. He was translated, and that he never saw death. So we don't read a whole lot about Enoch, but the book of Jude gives us a little bit more insight into some of Enoch's love for the Lord and his prophesying. And we just start reading here in verse 14. It says, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints." So this is what Enoch is prophesying. He says that the Lord is coming with 10,000s of his saints. And then he also says this, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So this is an interesting passage, but it says that Jude prophesied this. And so what is Jude saying here? He says that Jesus is going to be, when Jesus returns, he's going to have the saints. The saints are the children of God that have died and gone on to heaven. He's coming back with the saints. It says 10,000s. That means it's 10,000s plus 10,000s. It's an innumerable company that he's coming back with. And then verse 15 says what the Lord is going to do with and the saints. He says they are going to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them all of their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So, you know, many people today do not see their sinfulness. They boast of their self-righteousness and of their goodness, their own goodness. But when Jesus is coming back, it says he's going to convince them of their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed. And so just want to bring out that it's important that we are convinced of our own ungodliness before the Lord and make things right with the Lord before he comes and not justify ourselves. In Romans, it says that every mouth, when Jesus returns, that every mouth is going to be stopped and the whole world is going to become guilty before him. But I want to encourage you as a listener, has your mouth been stopped here and now, and have you come guilty before a holy God? You know, if you don't want to experience what Enoch is prophesying here that's going to happen when Jesus returns, we need to let our mouth be stopped here and now and be convinced of our ungodly deeds and repent and turn away from them. Or else, if this happens, that what Enoch prophesies of, it's going to be too late. When Jesus Christ is going to have to convince men and women at his return of their ungodly deeds and their mouth is going to be stopped, it is going to be too late. It says that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I just want to encourage you today, make sure that your mouth has been stopped and you have been convinced of your ungodly deeds here and now and have repented and been born again by the Spirit of God to have your ungodly deeds forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's the only way that you'll have any hope when Jesus returns. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, it says that the children of God at Jesus' return, they're going to be standing there and admiring him. All those who believe are going to be admiring him. They're not going to have to be convinced of their ungodly deeds because they already have been and they've repented. They saw their need. And so that's my encouragement to you this morning. Don't wait until Jesus returns to be convinced of your ungodly deeds, but bow your heart now, because God says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." And so we need to bow our hearts now and be convinced of our ungodly deeds before Christ returns. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the hope that you give us. We bless you, Father, and praise you for your love and your goodness to us, Word, in revealing your Son, Jesus Christ, to us through your word and through by faith, Lord. And we just come to you by faith, trusting you and your word. I pray for each one that listens, Lord, that they would examine their heart, Lord, and to see if they have been convinced of their own unrighteousness and ungodly deeds before it's too late. We commit this time into your hand and pray thy will be done in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening today to Daily Inspirations. And if you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call. My phone number is 260-466-4899. God bless.